Tom 2 Tango Mobile.
Christy, in 0TR, pooped.
Good afternoon to you, Tom. And all, did Bernice get her shot and whatever she needed yesterday? Is she doing better?
On the 21st, she just had to see the spine doctor yesterday. And he agreed to give her another epidural, only one in from sideways rather than vertically. And he's the one that gave her the last one. He was a little afraid to hit nerves, and there's a lot of them back there. Oh, so hopefully it'll work.
Will work. Hopefully it will work. And that she'll feel better for Mother's Day. Anyway, well, I'm on my way to the Publix to purchase some groceries and other items that I need to restock the house. You know how that can be at times.
$100 bill. I think we dropped 140 between the two places last time. Well, I got a problem with my super loop. And I'm just about ready to quit. It's getting too hot. It says it's 88 degrees out there and 4 to 7 breeze. So it feels like 87 or 88. Anyways, it's getting hot. And I gotta go out one more time and see if I'm checking ghosts.
I just looked down at the thermometer in my car, the thermostat, the temperature in the car, and it showed 87 degrees. So, yeah, it's supposed to get up there today. And I don't know what the humidity is. Hopefully it's not too high because it doesn't feel too bad out there. But I don't plan on doing any outside work today. I'm going to do anything I got to do in the coolness of the house. After I get home, I'm not planning to go wandering around outside. In fact, since I got to bed so late last night, got up earlier than I wanted to, I'll probably take me a nap this afternoon, you know?
I should do. Well, my weather station says it's 44%. I don't know how accurate that is, but... And, well, that's inside. Outside's 45%. But, I have a dehumidifier over there, but it's not running right now. Just a Casablanca fan up here. Well, I thought I had an open circuit, and I'm beginning to wonder if I moved those wires on the antenna switch. And I labeled them. I have some tie wraps that have labels on them, but it's all washed off. So it doesn't do a dang bit of good now. So I'm going to have to find out something better. And I just took a soldering iron and burned into the top of the antenna switch, which one went to which. And it does match the switch box in here. One's on the Wyndham, two's on the vertical, and four is on the superloop. The other two work fine, but my favorite is the superloop. So, I gotta solve that ambiguity, as we used to say.
Yeah, you gotta watch those things, and particularly open circuits. They, you know, they don't work too well, and I found that out. And when I found I had an open electrical circuit, and I wasn't getting any power, and then I did some checking back, found a broken wire, which mean that, you know, hey, you're not going to get everything you need because it can't get through the line. But, hey, I'm sure you'll figure it out here and get it fixed up in a day or so. But don't push yourself outside today. It is just absolutely too hot to be out there.
GR, that's what I'm thinking, Rusty. So I got to go out and pick up tools. I checked from the ballon up through the loop, and it's good, and I checked through the ladder line because it moves around a lot, but it showed open circuit and I had it shorted out up the switch box there at the back of the driveway. So I thought, well, the coax is open or the connector. Well, of course you look at the connector first, and I cut it off and no joy. And it's kind of hard to get way out there in the field and solder a PL 259 on. But wondering if maybe that open is because I'm on the wrong wire up here at the switch box. So I'm going to go out right quick, take the other two off, and read back through them and short the other end and see if I made a mistake there. Things like that can be a pain and or an intermittent. And it's got to where it's not intermittent now. I've chased a problem before when I used to work on it on machine tools and wound up figuring out that, oh, you got a bat jumper from Radio Shack. And so I always soldered those from then on. Or, whoa, you got a bad meter lead because you've used it so many years. Those will drive you nuts.
I'm sure things like that will do it to you. And awesome. Anyway, well, I have arrived at the place in which I was intending to arrive, and I want to get inside so I can get my shopping done and then get loaded up and get back home. And there's an unmarked police car sitting here in the parking lot. So, you know, I'm going to find me a place to park here, and I shall talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, I think you got a good plan. I got to bail out of this plan I had. I got out there about 10:30. That's too late. I should have got up earlier. Bernice went out earlier. But she's the farmer. Farmer in the day. Anyways, it's 5 till 12:56. 73, Rusty. Have a good day. This is N0TR clear. Going outside.